Thank you all for tuning in. You're listening to XYZ College Advice Radio. I'm your host, Dee Jones. In honor of Depression Awareness Month, tonight's letter comes from a student living in a residence hall whose roommate is exhibiting some strange behavior. She writes, "Dear Dee, I'm a sophomore in college and I live in a suite with one roommate. My roommate and I have lived together since freshman year and are really good friends. But over the past few weeks, she's been changing a lot. Sometimes she snaps at me for no reason. She sleeps all the time, misses her classes, and doesn't want to hang out with me and our mutual friends. Other times, she doesn't sleep at all. I wake up to go to the restroom, and she's just staring at the wall. She's overly peppy for no reason, and she doesn't seem to be concentrating at all. She looked at some websites and talked to her mom, and they think she may be bipolar. How can she know for sure? What exactly is bipolar, and what can I do to help? Signed, Concerned Roommate." Well, Concerned Roommate, and other listeners out there, bipolar disorder is a condition that causes severe shifts in mood and energy. This disorder causes what psychiatrists call manic, mixed, and major depressive episodes for extended periods of time, usually over a period of 1 week or more. Mixed episodes are those times when a person exhibits symptoms of both manic and depressive episodes at the same time. Manic episodes are times in which a person's mood is unusually high or they are highly irritable for 1 week or more. Symptoms of manic episodes include, but are not limited to, restlessness, extremely high or euphoric mood, excessive irritability, the inability to concentrate, insomnia, lack in judgment, increased or decreased sex drive, overly aggressive behavior, denial, overconfidence, substance abuse, and racing thoughts. If someone you love is experiencing a manic episode, the best thing you can do for them is be patient with them as their moods fluctuate. Offer them a shoulder to lean on and give them their space. Major depressive episodes are periods of time in which a person experiences all or some of the following symptoms for more than 2 consecutive weeks: feelings of sadness or hopelessness, loss of interest in day-to-day activities, fatigue, insomnia, lack of concentration, agitation, loss of appetite, decrease in energy, and decrease in sex drive. Remember that depressive episodes can often seem like laziness or like your loved one or friend is mad at you. Don't take it personally. They may be withdrawn from their normal activities, but it's not because of something you did, and it's through no fault of their own. Let them know that you are there if they need you. Try to be empathetic and understanding, and don't get angry if your efforts to support them are resisted. Be sure to lend a listening ear. Sometimes that can be a comfort to a person suffering from bipolar disorder. The Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance website, www.dbsalliance.org, provides great resources for loved ones of people suffering from bipolar disorder or depression. Here are a few statements from their website that can be helpful when offering your support to a friend or loved one who suffers from bipolar disorder. "You're not alone. I'm here for you. I may not be able to understand exactly how you feel, but I care about you and I want to help. Tell me what I can do now to help you." Things you should avoid saying are, "It's all in your head. Look at the bright side. Just snap out of it. Shouldn't you be better by now?" The only way to know if your loved one is bipolar for sure is if they have been diagnosed by a mental health professional. Diagnosing bipolar disorder can be tricky because its symptoms mirror those of other illnesses, such as depression or dysthymic disorder. Our writer, Concerned Roommate, should suggest that her roommate go to the counseling center at her college or to her personal doctor and talk about the changes she's been experiencing. You can support your roommate by obtaining the phone number for the counseling center and letting her know you will go with her to her appointment if she needs you to. Being informed lets your roommate know that you care about what she's going through, but be sure not to downplay her frustrations or seem like you think that you're an expert. For more information on bipolar disorder, you can visit the following websites: the Child and Adolescent Bipolar Foundation at www.bpkids.org, the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance at www.dbsalliance.org, or the National Alliance on Mental Health at www.namai.org. I hope this helps you, concerned roommate, and provides all you listeners out there with some information about bipolar disorder. Listen in next week when our topic will be, "My friend just joined a sorority and now she's a jerk." This is your host, Dee Jones, at XYZ College Advice Radio. Goodbye till next time. References for this podcast are the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Health Illnesses and the DSM at DMS.